This is St. Louis Public Radio. On this day, 80 years ago, St. Louis officials dedicated the Homer G. Phillips Hospital. Back then, hospitals were segregated. The city-run medical center served thousands of African-American patients and employed hundreds of black doctors and nurses. But the city closed the hospital in 1979, a move that sparked protests and a deep feeling of betrayal. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports.
It's now a retirement community, but when Dr. Nathaniel Murdoch walks through the automatic doors of Homer G. Phillips, what he sees is a hospital.
This was the emergency room.
Right here?
Okay, unless I'm turned around.
Murdoch is still recognized by his former patients. By his estimation, he delivered some 7,000 babies here as an OBGYN in the 1960s and 70s.
We say OB is 90% boredom and 10% sheer terror, because you got to move like heck to save two lives sometimes.
Early in the 20th century, before Homer G., black residents in St. Louis had few options to seek medical care. Patients would be sent to segregated wings or to an overcrowded facility, the original City Hospital No. 2. After years of delay, St. Louis passed a bond issue and built a 700-bed hospital in the Ville neighborhood, dedicating it on February 22, 1937. For more than 40 years, Homer G. Phillips Hospital in North St. Louis served African-American patients. It also hired black doctors and nurses from all over the country. It was the Jim Crow era of legalized discrimination. Having a black doctor meant so much, says Dr. Will Ross.
There was this sense of comfort knowing that they were in an environment where they knew someone was going to look after them. They were not going to be treated as second-class citizens.
Ross, a kidney specialist and associate dean at Washington University, is writing a book about the legacy of Homer G. Through his research, he's learned how much more the hospital could do with fewer resources than the city-run hospital for whites.
With fewer financial resources, fewer technical resources, and physical plants that were suboptimal, with those constraints, the outcomes were still just as good, if not better.
But after the Civil Rights Act of 1964, black patients could be admitted to any hospital. In the 1970s, St. Louis officials decided that, for financial reasons, one of the municipal hospitals would have to close. The city chose to close Homer G. over City Hospital No. 1, which predominantly served whites. In August of 1979, Dr. Murdoch and his co-workers were brought into a room to hear the news.
Oh, I think most people were crying and carrying on. We were mostly disheartened. It really served this community, too, and it gave a lot of people jobs.
Patients were taken from their beds and transported to other hospitals. Protests erupted. Dr. Mary Tillman, a pediatrician, didn't know what happened until she drove to work.
And I was met with the police, the dogs, the horses. And I was telling the policeman, well, I'm trying to go to work. What's going on? And he drew a nightstick on me.
Tillman, Murdoch, and many of their coworkers from the G continued to practice in St. Louis for the rest of their careers. But losing Homer G is also a story about the end of segregation. Though the country ended the injustice of separating patients based on the color of their skin, the Ville neighborhood lost a major employer and a source of pride. When restrictive housing laws were stripped away, many families started to move. Ross says the Ville never recovered.
The vacant lots, the boarded up homes, the broken windows.
But when he closes his eyes, the memories come back.
Children, running through the streets and people out shopping and doctors in their white coats running to work. I could just see that image. And I go back now and I see the injustice. And it hurts me.
And he says, that's why this story needs to be told. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.